Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. Today is Monday, July the 20th, 2015, and I am just happy to be in your midst this morning. I'm glad that God blessed us to see another day. I'm glad that God just allowed us to come together before His presence again yet another day. Today's Kingdom assignment is strive to do good. Strive to do good. And God has been dealing with me on that. Coming from Galatians 6 and 10, that says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. You know, it's such a timely message, such a timely scripture. You know, God is so awesome that He can say 1,000 things in one phrase. He can say 1,000 things in one scripture. And He just continues to bless us day by day. You know, I am just elated at the topic that he gave us today, is strive to do good. Strive to do good, that means that each day when we wake up, we must strive to be good to one another and do good to one another. But even in the first class, so it says, you know, God is cognizant of the fact that, you know, we have hearts and we have minds. And so when we are good to one another, you know, let it be genuine. Let it not be fake. God knows our hearts when we do things. He knows our mindset. You know, these days people do things, and they do them for other agendas. And God is getting away from that. Because God knows you can fool men, but you cannot fool God. And another scripture verse that came to mind was 1 Chronicles 16 and 22 that says, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You know, you can do good and have bad intentions, and you can deceive man, but you cannot deceive God. And God's saying do good, and the scripture says do good to every man, but especially those that are a part of the family of faith. Those are my prophets, my servants. Those are the men of God, the men and women of God. And God is saying, we should all strive each day to do good. You know, it's awesome because this is a timely message. We are so selective in who we do good to. And we should not be selective because you don't know who you're entertaining. You don't know who everyone is. You don't know who's a child of God. You don't know any of that. And it's just awesome that God would allow us to receive a message like that at this very hour. Because God is not playing with us. And God is wanting us to move forward. God is wanting us to work in the vineyard. God is wanting us to move according to His plan and His will for our lives and the lives of the people. So we've got to check ourselves and watch what we're doing, reevaluate, make sure that whatever actions and deeds we take, they are according to the word of God. Make sure that we are following God's plan to a T. We don't want to get off track this very hour. We want to keep moving forward. We don't want to get distracted. We don't want to move off of the route. We want to move according to the will of God. Move and move swiftly. God is saying, move into the assignment that I've given you. You know, find yourself working diligently for my name's sake. You know, God is so awesome that, you know, I love God. And, you know, I know there's nothing that we can do without God, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And we can do all things through, you know, his strength and his power and his love, the peace. You know, God has everything we need. He is our source. And so we've got to, you know, when you wake up each day, strive to do good, not just for today, but every day. Strive to do good. Wake up with good intentions in your heart. Always reevaluate yourself and check yourself to make sure that your heart is in good intentions and that there is a good agenda. And no matter what people are doing to you, strive to do good. You know, we can't do evil for evil. We can't, you know, do tit for tat. You know, God is our vengeance. God is our recompense. God is everything that we need, and he's all that we need. And so we got, you know, to let God do his job. Most times we step in and we try to do the job of God. We cannot do God's job. We have to stand back and let God do the work that needs to be done. You know, I was telling someone just on yesterday, you are not God. And you cannot, you know, continue to stretch yourself and, you know, continue to move out and do things. You know, you got to pray and consult God before you make decisions. Pray and consult God before you take a step. Because if you move out of the will of God and you're not moving according to the will of God, then you're in trouble. And so we've got to make sure that every step we take, it's not a step out of the will. It is a step in the will, and we are working in the vein, and we're doing the plan according to what God would have us to do. So today's daily kingdom assignment is strive to do good. Strive to do good. Always strive to do so that, you know, we are saying, you know, God can say to us, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You know, God can say to us that you are of pure heart and pure mind. God can say that you have pure intentions. You know, it doesn't matter what man say, because we can fool man all day long. But ultimately, it's not what man says, it is what God says. And we should, you know, always be looking for the good. It's easy for us to look for the bad and the negative, but it is hard to look for the positive and look for the good in things. God is wanting us to look for the good. Strive to do good. Even if someone persecutes you, someone lies on you, someone does something, you know, the ultimate act that you feel, you know, doesn't deserve, you continue to be the example and strive to do good. And sometimes you've got to find the positive, even if there's just a little positive. Find that positive and hold on to it. Even if the positive is just that that person is a son and a daughter of God. You know what I'm saying? It's not for you to decide, you know, what you're going to do based on what they're doing. You continue to strive to do good and you move forward. You know, when you are taking matters into your own hands, God cannot do his will. That means that you're dibbling and dabbling in God's will, and you definitely don't want to do that either. You want to be in the will of the Father. You know, God, I thank you for just visiting us on this morning, giving us a word, giving us something to hold on to, giving us something that is going to give us substance today and carry us throughout the day. Not just today, but the word that just keeps on giving. It gives us revelation. It gives us everything that we need. You know, it fills our hearts and our minds, and it gives us a positive outlook. And God, you're just so awesome that you would give us a word this morning that will allow us to move into your will for today. God, I ask that you bless your audience. You bless them like never before and give them the strength to move forward. Give them the strength to make decisions according to your will. Give them the strength not just to make those decisions, but to act them out according to your will. You know, God, sometimes we get distracted, oh God. So I ask that you take the distractions off, oh God, and move them away, oh God, and give us the ability and the strength to just have tunnel vision and tunnel focus, oh God, so that we don't let those things distract us, oh God, that are not of you, oh God. God, I bind the enemy in your name, God. Your word says that if I bind him here on earth, that you will bind him in heaven. So I bind the enemy now and all of his works on this earth, oh God, to keep us from moving in your will, to keep us from moving in your power and your strength, to keep us from being focused on you, oh God, and finding you in all situations, oh God. God, we thank you, God, just for another day, for waking us up and giving us the mind to want to live for you, giving us the mind to want to move into your service, giving us the mind, God, to want to serve for your word, oh God. God, just bless us like never before. Bless us on today so that we are moving according to what you would have us move. God, I thank you for the provision for this promise, oh God, the provision for the assignment, oh God, because you've already prepared us in moving. God, help us to reach out to our sisters and our brothers and to give them the word that you would have for today, oh God. God, open their ears so they may hear. Open their hearts so they may receive. Open their eyes so they may see spiritually, God, that you are still in control, that you never left the throne, and that you are the same God today that you were back, and that you are performing even more miracles, God, and blessings and wonders, God, before our eyes, oh God. Protect our minds, God, and our ears. Protect like never before, God. Protect us in this day, oh God. Protect us, you know, just from just harm, both seen and unseen. Danger, oh God, we thank you because we know that we cannot do anything without you, but we can do all things through you. And for this, God, we thank you. We love you and we honor you. We give you the glory forever and ever. Amen. You know, God is just so awesome that he speaks to us. You know, there's people that are walking around and said, I need a word. And God will stop and give us a word. And God's word is always strive to do good. Always strive to see the good in all, especially to those that are part of the family of faith. So God's saying, do not touch my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. You know, and God, that is a mandate upon this earth. That is a mandate on this earth. Even David's psalm of thanksgiving in verse 21, he permitted no man to oppress them, and he reproved kings for their sake, saying, do not touch mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all to the earth. Be blessed.